trouble lately? Have to watch strangers?
Pox looked at the crowded streets and grinned at him.
Keeps you busy, does it?
He did not grin in return.
Aye, it keeps us busy. It's not funny, neither. I'd heard you were a sword fighter, not an archer.
The rangers use bows, said Pox. I spent the summer with them.
Ah, well, where are you staying?
I don't know yet. The inn's packed. I wanted to see Master Ocallow.
Thought you were a Gerd's paladin or some such, said one of the other soldiers, with an edge to his voice.
No, said Pox quietly. I am a Gerdsman, but not a paladin.
Quiet, said the red-haired man again. You've been here before, from what I hear, if you are the same Poxenarian. But we've had trouble, you see. We don't want more.
I don't intend.
That's all I mean. If you stay with the Gerd's Marshal or the Quokkin or some friend, well, that's fine. Or if not, come out to the keep, and I dare say Sir Fellis will speak for you. Only I'm supposed to keep order.
I understand, said Pox. He nodded abruptly and led the group away. Pox could hear them talking, and the redhead shushing them, before they had gone 10 yards. As she came to the grove entrance, she suddenly wondered how many times she would come there. It seemed for a moment that she was constantly entering and leaving the grove. She shook her head and went on. As suddenly as always, the street noise dropped away, leaving only the sound of leaves and wind and small creatures rustling in the growth. This time, she knew the different trees, knew the names and flowers and berries of the little plants that fringed the path, knew the names of the birds that flitted overhead. She knew enough to be surprised that incense cedar and yellowwood grew side by side, that a strawberry was still in flower. Again, that empty glade, with a fountain murmuring in its midst. Pox had been thinking what she might put in the basin. When it came to it, she laid a seed she had found from a tall flowering tree she had not seen anywhere but in one part of Leonia. No one appeared. She stood beside the fountain, listening to the water, for some time. Was the Quokkin gone? She had never imagined the grove without him. What kind of trouble had the local soldiers so upset? Her feet hurt. She folded her legs and sat beside the lower pool to wait. Then he was there, not 3 yards away, smiling at her. Pox started to stand, but he motioned her back down.
So, he said, you carry a bow now. You are well?
Yes. Pox felt she could say that much honestly. Not as she had been, but well.
Good. You look better. Where are you bound?
To Duke Phelan's. I felt it was time. He nodded soberly.
It is. And more than time. Did you fight, Poxenarian?
Yes. I couldn't feel the same, but I can fight. Well enough, though I can't tell if it's as well. The rangers have different training.
True. But you are a warrior again, in your mind as well?
She hesitated. In her own mind, a warrior longed for war, but she knew what he meant. Yes, yes, I think so.
Did you want to stay here a night or so?
I thought to stay at the inn, but it's full. If I could, sir.
Certainly. I told you when you left. You were welcome to return. Besides.
He stopped suddenly and turned to something else.
Have you eaten?
No, sir, not since morning.
That's not what I taught you.
His voice was severe, but she caught the undertone of laughter.
What did I say about food?
Pox grinned, suddenly unafraid. Well, sir, the rangers fed me well enough, as you can see, and I just